بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan such that no matter what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him as far as worldly possessions are concerned, we find that a person is always trying to increase his earnings, improve his standard of living, and try and attain more worldly possessions than what he has. And this is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, لَوْ أَنَّ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّن ذَهَبٍ. If the son of Adam had to have an entire valley of gold, in other words, so much of wealth, so much of possessions of this world, that he won't have to work a single day again in his life, لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا, then he would still have the desire, the aspiration to have a second valley of gold. وَلَوْ كَانَ لَهُ وَادِيًا لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ ثَلَاثٍ. And if he was given two valleys of gold, then his desire and aspiration would be to get a third. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيَّمْلَ أَفَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Nothing will satiate his belly, nothing will fill his eyes except the sand of the grave. That is when the person will stop wishing and hoping for more. And perhaps an example for us to understand, a person works his entire life, 30 or 40 years, he toils, he works, he saves, and he says, my desire or my life's goal is that I must retire and buy a flat on the beachfront. So the person finally, he reaches the age of 65, 70, and he has enough wealth to purchase that flat. So he buys a flat, he goes into retirement, and perhaps he's on the 15th floor of the building. And finally, as he moves into that flat, now he is happy, he's at ease, that I've achieved the goal of my life. And after 1 week, there's a knock on the door. Somebody is there, he says, I'm your neighbor, I'm inviting you for tea to my apartment. Which number are you? I'm on the penthouse on the 30th floor. The person goes for tea to the penthouse, and when he reaches there, he realizes this flat is twice the size of mine. The view is better than mine. It's 15 floors higher than mine. Now again, the heart starts to desire and aspire, that perhaps I must open the shop for one or two more years, make a little bit more, and then I can finally retire after that. So the goalposts continue to shift. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized that this is the nature of insan. Allah has created us like this. That is why in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes an effort to shift the mindset of the sahaba, where he says to them that wealth in essence is not defined by material possessions. Wealth is not defined by the things of this world, but rather wealth is defined by inner contentment. Person has qana'at, contentment of the heart, he's happy with what Allah has given him, he is truly a wealthy person. You find how many times a person has everything of this world. He's sleeping on the softest bed that money can buy. The duvet cover also is worth tens of thousands of rands. But the person has to take one pill to get 1 or 2 hours of sleep. Otherwise his eyes don't close at night, he's restless, he's uneasy. Why? Because my car is a 2020 model, somebody else has a 2021 model. So I need to get that. He's uneasy, he's restless. He wants to get more. And then you find that person who barely has a shirt on his back, the pavement is his bed, the brick is his pillow, but he has a big smile on his face and he goes to sleep. So this is contentment, qana'at, when a person becomes happy and content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one simple solution, ulama explain, how does a person bring contentment within his life, is that when it comes to worldly matters, worldly possessions, then we should try and spend as much time as possible in the company of those who have less than us. If we will continue to associate and mingle with those who have more than us, then we will continue to have desires, aspirations. But a person has friends or he spends time in the company of those who are less fortunate, then when you go back to your house, you will appreciate what you have. When you get back into your car, you appreciate that Allah has given me so much. And of course, when it comes to our dini status, when it comes to our dini actions and a'mal, then ulama explain, we try and associate or look at those who are higher than us, those who are doing more than us. I may be reading half a juz of Quran a day, look at the person who's reading two juz. Or I am performing my salah, I'm coming into the masjid and getting my salah, but that person is getting takbir-e ula first saf. So when it comes to our worldly possessions, look at those less fortunate. When it comes to dini aspects, look at those who are more fortunate. This will allow a person to get contentment of the heart. Then whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept him in, no matter what his financial status may be, but he will truly be the wealthy person. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.